couple of weeks ago, a student came to me and said, "Do you actually believe God wrote the Bible?" And I said, "Absolutely." "Well, did man have anything to do with it?" Yeah, I said, "Handwriting." He said, "Well, no, I've been taught that God gave them the idea and they put it in their own words." I said, "No. I believe that everything that God's word, that God spoke, is right here."
Amen.
And tonight, we're going to start a short series on the authority of the Bible.
Amen.
For, you know, we already know about that. Well, there's people that don't. They think they do, but they don't. And so the title of my message tonight is a very simple one. It's one of our statements of faith, that the Bible is the inspired word of God. Amen. Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. We have gone through Psalm 119, verse by verse. But we're going to take the second section of this psalm, and we'll look at this. In Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16, it says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to what? Thy word. With my whole heart I have sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy what? Commandments. Thy what? Word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy what? Statutes. With my lips have I declared all the what? Judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy what? Word." The word of God is absolutely essential in the Christian's life. It's essential for salvation. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the what? Word of God. It's the word of God that cleanses us. In verse 9 it says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." Tune out the world and start listening and understanding what God's word says. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26, talking about the church, that he might sanctify it or set it apart and cleanse it by the washing of water. By the what? By the word. His word. The word of God keeps us. In verses 10 through 12. "My whole heart I sought thee. Let me not wander away from thy commandments. I've hid your word in my heart. Teach me. Psalm 119 verse 116 says, "Uphold me according to unto thy word, that I may what? Live. And let me not be ashamed of my hope." The word of God must be proclaimed. In verses 13 and 14, it says, "With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies." 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. We will get there shortly on Wednesday nights. "Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine." The word of God must be treasured.
Amen.
In verses 15 and 6, "I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect to thy ways. I will delight myself in the statutes. I will not forget thy word." Colossians chapter 3 verse 16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Tonight I want to talk about three things about that the word is the inspired, the Bible is the inspired word of God. That's the first point. The Bible is inspired by God. It's not just a little bit of it. It's all of it.
Amen.
All Scripture is. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says this. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Hey, here's the point. If you don't believe anything, if you don't believe something, you'll fall for anything. And what we need to understand, doctrine is what we believe. The Bible gives us doctrine. Reproof. If you don't know what's right, you won't be able to understand what's wrong. You won't be able to correct it. That's the Bible. You won't know how to correct it. That's the Bible. And for instruction in righteousness, how can I cleanse my way? By taking heed to what's written therein. So all Scripture is given by what? Inspiration of God through the Holy Spirit. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, and we studied this. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. It's not what man's thoughts are. These are God's thoughts. These are God's commands. These are God's judgments. These are God's statutes. These are God's words. But holy men spake as they were moved by the what? Holy Ghost. The same creative power that existed at creation moved to give us the Word of God. It's by the Holy Spirit. And it's trustworthy because it originates from God. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 35, it says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. They're going to be there for eternity. There's an example about the inspiration of God. It's found in Jeremiah chapter 36, verses 1 through 4. Jeremiah is talking to the king here, and I'll give you the passage here. And it says, and it came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim. He's not one of those good kings. Okay? The son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came into Jeremiah from who?
The
from the Lord, saying, take thee a roll of a book and write therein all the words that I what? I have spoken unto thee against Israel and against Judah and against all the nations. Why? Because all Scripture is ready for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. From the day I spake unto thee, from the days of Josiah, even unto this day. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I propose to do unto them. The Word of God will not come back void.
Amen.
It will do its intended purpose. Because it's God's. God speaking to us. That they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. Then Jeremiah called Baruch, the son of Neriah. I love that name, Baruch. Okay? And Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the Lord, which he had spoken in them upon a roll and book. And you know what happened? Burned it. So what happened?
Wrote it again.
God's word is not going to be dismissed. It's not going to be forgotten. It's going to stand forever.
Amen.
The Bible is the inspired word. It's because it's inspired by God.
Amen.
Secondly, the Bible is God-breathed. Inspiration means it's God-breathed. The Greek word is pneuma, which means to be breathed. God's breath gives life and authority to his word. In John chapter 6, verse 63, it says, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing, but what? The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Right there, we see it. We need to live by every word that Jesus speaks, every word that God speaks. The Word of God has the power to convict and transform. A very familiar verse, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, says this, for the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It brings life. It brings power. That's how we can follow in the footsteps of Jesus. How can you follow in the footsteps of Jesus unless you know and you follow the Word of God? You can't. You can't. How can you be a disciple unless you know what God's saying? You can't. Even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit goes down right to the very core of you. And of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You want to know what's right and what's wrong? Compare what you're thinking to what God's Word says. Yes, the Word of God has the power to convict and to transform. It's the Holy Spirit that uses the Word of God to do that. And we know that out of the book of John. Thirdly, the Bible's divine inspiration gives it lasting relevance. There's a lot of people today who say, well, that's Old Testament, it doesn't apply. Yes, it does. It's the Word of God. And God does not lie and God does not change. Amen. What's God's standard back here is God's standard now.
That's right. Amen.
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8 says, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the Word of our God shall stand forever. Amen. You know, it's so great to know that you have an anchor in a time of storm that's unmovable. It allows us to be steadfast and immovable, that we're abounding in the work because of the Word of God. In Ezekiel chapter 37, we see Ezekiel out in this valley. And this valley is full of dry bones. And God asks Ezekiel a question. He says, hey, can these dry bones be made alive again? Ezekiel says, you can do anything. Absolutely. And so he tells Ezekiel to prophesy, to preach the word, to speak the word that he gives him. And all of a sudden, something interesting started happening to those bones. They started coming together. And they're starting to get muscle and sinew and everything together, and they become a human form, and then they stand up. By the what? By the Word of God. It's quick and powerful. It quickens. In verses 4 and 5, Ezekiel chapter 37, it says, again he said to me, prophesy unto upon these bones and say to them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. You know something, I think sometimes the word of God in churches hit dry bones. We're all just all dried up. No life in us. Okay? Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall what? Live. And in verses 9 and 10, it happens. It happens. The same creative power made these dead bones come to life. The same power that causes the Word of God to be written and become available to us, because the Bible is God-breathed. Lastly, the Bible is the standard of truth. Amen. We will stand on what the Bible says, not what man says.
Amen.
God's Word reveals absolute truth. There's three facts about this. In John chapter 17, verse 17, Christ prays for his disciples and those after him. He says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Secondly, the Bible is unchanging and authoritative. Psalm 119, verse 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. And you know something? If it's settled in heaven, it ought to be settled in us.
Amen.
Amen.
Thirdly, the Word of God guides believers to live in truth. Psalm 119, verse 105 is my last verse tonight. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Amen.
What we need to do is to base our lives on the Word of God.
Amen.
If your salvation is not based on the Word of God, it's not salvation. It's fault. It needs to get fixed tonight. We need to do things God's way. If your Christian life is not based on the Word of God, you need to get right with God tonight. Not trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your what? Your own understanding. We need to get right tonight. And we need to come back to the basics and stand on the Word. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. We're standing on the solid rock of God's Word. Let's stand. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this time, Lord. Just ask you for this time of invitation. Father, just search our hearts, Lord, and help us, Lord, to see when we're going away from your Word. Draw us back into its truth. Draw us back into its peace. Draw us back into its power. And help us, Lord, to follow you by every word that you write in this Word, in this book. We give you this time of invitation. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.